hi, you're at Step. I was trying to catch you like every single platform, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatsoever. Network.
I'm so sorry. Instagram, if you send me a DM, most likely goes in the hidden messages, which I barely access because when I open Instagram, I'm posting and my notifications are off. So I don't want to get bombarded because most of the time there's just like a lot of notifications coming in and my focus is the clients that we're working with. LinkedIn, I never open because it's not really my expertise, but like I've created an account there for obvious reasons to be able to connect with people, but I'm really sorry.
No problem. Yeah. So that you, whoever doesn't know yet, Farhad is the person who actually makes people go viral. On Instagram, TikTok, primarily, right?
TikTok was always the focus, but what we've seen over the last 3 years is that the same content works on Instagram, Snapchat Spotlight, YouTube Shorts, Reels, Instagram, Facebook Reels, and so on and so forth. Like, it kind of just works pretty much across all platforms.
How did that all happen? How did you find your passion? How did you define your mission like that, please?
When I was in school, I wanted to become an astronaut. And my interest was always in engineering. So I pursued electrical engineering. I had to drop out. I couldn't afford it. I was doing really bad in math. Physics was my expertise. I wouldn't have to study for physics. In my O-levels, I got an A star. And eventually, right before COVID, I mean, it was very clear that my family could not help me complete my university financially. And I was kind of taking up more responsibility. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just shift. And I had an opportunity in a media firm. And I joined this media firm, spent 10 months there, and I fell in love. I was like, okay. And now when it comes to the content aspect, I was always already, now that I look back, I was making videos. I was making funny videos with friends. I was making funny videos on Twitter, on Snapchat. And when I entered this media firm, I saw a gap in the market. And it was actually one of my clients that approached me and they said, hey, I see you do TikToks for yourself. Why don't you come make TikToks for us? It's like, what? You want me to act like a clown on your page? Is that what? Because I would do the most weirdest stuff on my page. And he's like, yeah, just come do it. Just figure it out. I tried it. I took the opportunity. I didn't care about what the money was. And our 27th video, which was the first time ever we were doing TikToks for someone else, the 27th one got 7 million views.
Wow, how?
That was game changing. I don't know.
No, but
I'll tell you the video.
Okay, yeah, yes, please.
The video was of a bathtub, which has a jacuzzi bubbles coming out of it. You can go check it out. It's on Casa Milano, UAE.
Yeah.
It's pinned at 7.7 million views. So I kind of just timed the music beat drop.
Yeah.
To when the bubbles come out of the base of the bathtub. And at 7 a.m. the next day, the owner of Casa Milano messages me. He's like, bro, the video's on 4 million views. I'm like, what? I look back and I think it's because we were just kind of throwing darts in the blank and kind of testing everything that we kind of understood about TikTok. And this is 2020. And so when that video went viral, that was our first success data point. And so from there, I replicated that video multiple times and
right.
I got 500K, I got 1 million, I got 700,000. And I kind of saw that even today, if I make something similar to that on that page, it gets views, but nothing else works. So that became a niche for that page. I guess the how is I tried 27 different videos.
Right.
And also in 2020, there weren't many people doing TikTok in the UAE.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have this supply and demand on TikTok, which is... if there's less supply of a niche and you figure out that there's demand for it, it's like you've hit gold. You struck gold. Go crazy.
Is this now oversaturated? What do you think?
Certain niches are oversaturated.
Like what?
Real estate brokers. Are you trying to sell?
I've seen you so many times helping them, by the way.
And
this whole thing with the money.
Yeah, I've and now I tell every time I get a real estate client, I go like, we cannot do real estate content. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
If you're a user on TikTok today and you open TikTok and you start scrolling and you see a real estate ad, you will skip it.
Yeah.
Because you've seen so many.
Annoyed.
So instead of talking about real estate, talk about makeup if you like makeup.
True.
Talk about gymming. Talk about, I don't know, talk about whatever you like talking about and link it to real estate.
Yeah.
Right? there are a lot of real estate experts, and I feel like it's oversaturated in Dubai now.
True.
Yeah.
Do you have to come up with the ideas for your clients now to go viral? And what works?
So
okay,
this is,
what is still a thing?
So this is always an expectation when we sign up a client that you're going to make the scripts, you're going to direct us. And it's more of a 50-50 collaboration between us and the client. What we do is we sort of direct the client. If you're the real estate broker, if you're the co-founder of the company, we're going to ask you certain questions that we've kind of now understood that we need to ask if we want to get to know the person and how to represent them on camera. And the client in these brainstorming or these conversations will say stuff that becomes our key words for the videos.
Yeah.
Like, I remember this one time, I just kind of asked this, the co-founder of Brands was like, who are you and what do you do? I was like, I'm the co-founder of Brands for Less. I've been working on this for 25 years. I'm from Lebanon. He's like, okay, you know what? Say that on camera. 1.1 million views. The key over there was that he's been working on this for 25 years.
Okay.
How often do you scroll on TikTok and you see someone talking about something they've worked on in 25 years?
How do you catch those things? How do you find those things that will definitely get popular?
So,
do you test?
Is it a lot of testing. We've done maybe over 30,000 pieces of short form. I'm testing on my own page. 24/7, I'm testing on my clients' pages. When a client signs up, I give zero guarantee of virality. I tell them, you're going to pay me probably a big portion of your bank, but there's no promise it'll go viral. You might even not get 100 views. If you're okay with that, let's start. If you're not, it's best we stop right here. This is because nobody can guarantee virality. Nobody can guarantee how a billion users that are consuming content on TikTok are going to react at any given point of time. I don't know what your mood is or what their mood is when they're scrolling on TikTok at 3 p.m. So how is 3 p.m. a good time to post? There is no good time to post. There is no formula. There is an understanding of audience behavior, which you get by posting. And it's not that you have to post a lot. I think if you just kind of post quality and very targeted pieces of content, you can eventually get an understanding of how that works.
Interesting. I wanted to ask you, so is there a formula of how long a TikTok or a reel should be?
So they always say don't cross, you know, like they used to say don't do more than 30 seconds to 60 seconds, but now they're like TikTok is pushing longer videos. In my opinion, there's again no formula, because on my page, a 15-second video could get 7 million views, but on another page, a 1-minute, 5-second video could get 10 million views as well.
Yeah.
And I've seen that. So it's so random, and I don't have enough data to kind of go like, okay, these long videos will give you this result. But what I do know is that in terms of what likely will succeed is if it is in some way or the other unique to other pieces of content, and also kind of relating to the local audience, because TikTok is pushing locally first, then internationally.
Do you do in Arabic as well?
Yeah, so I have my business partner, Mohammed Majdi. He is Sudanese originally, and he speaks fluent Arabic in different dialects. So when we have Arabic clients, he steps in. I can understand Arabic as well, and I've been in situations where I don't even know what they're saying, but just by their energy, I'll guide them and it'll work, because I know what I want them to say.
I think energy is the secret for sure.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask, do you see that, let's say, the Arabic content or Arabic first content goes a bit more popular in the region?
100%. Because what you're seeing again is what I spoke about before, is supply and demand. The supply of good Arabic content creators in the educational world is not as strong comparatively.
Yeah.
You
That's
have maybe
thought.
100 English real estate brokers and maybe 20 Arabic good real estate brokers. And what we've done is we've actually tested this with Realtor on a Harley. You can go check him up. He's Zuhaib. He was one of the first brokers who came onto this. We made an Arabic page. He doesn't speak Arabic.
Yeah.
We call it realtoronaharley.ae. And we made him speak Arabic. So Majdi would, my partner, would read a line of Arabic and he would say it and then cut and then say it and then cut.
Wow.
And we made like 15 or 10 videos, and he did cross 5 million views on a post, and it was pretty much viral across. The challenge, however, is to get him to speak Arabic, and that can be challenging. We're not like translators or tutors on how to speak the language, but like when I work in Qatar, it's brilliant. Like, one of my clients managed to almost get 100,000 followers, and all they talk about is making these, they call them pergolas. They put them outside the villa. It's like a majlis, and they do it in Arabic.
Right.
And it goes super viral.
See, at, I was going to ask, like, what can you potentially, when we're talking about the length of the reel or the TikTok, what can you potentially say within 15, 30 seconds, say or do within 15, 30 seconds that can make a video go viral? What can, like, a few examples, what can you do that is really cool?
All right, so before I give you the examples, I want to always put this out there. When you're scrolling on the platform, what do you like? Ask yourself, what do you hit like on and what gets you to comment? When you get that personal preference locked in and you understand how that content is made, that gives you inspiration to create content for others. And that's kind of what I did for most of the content that I've done. I understood what I enjoyed in humor, which was satire, which was parodies, was just kind of, if you would say, taking the piss out of people, you know.
But I saw a couple of things that you're doing, like you're calling a guy and you're saying something.
That's Dave Ramsey. I'm parodying the financial guru, Dave Ramsey. I've seen it. I watch a lot of his content, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to do the exact same thing, but as a joke.
Yeah.
Right? And it worked. Like, it was a long video, by the way. It was a minute and 32 seconds long.
Like, you broke up with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah.
I laughed.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was hilarious.
But you see,
with a serious face.
You love this piece of content. Comparatively, it didn't go as viral on
I did love it. Yes.
There you go. So that's what you need to keep testing. You need to keep trying. And now, examples of what could go viral, what you could try in your niche. I mean, in Dubai, it's like the trend these days that I see is anything. Like, Dubai has an app for everything. We tested this with so many people. Always works.
Well, how do you catch those trends?
The Dubai has an app for everything was first done with Tony A, who is an entrepreneur. You might have seen his videos. So we were doing videos with him, and he said it in a podcast because he was talking about app development. Just randomly, we posted that video. It got 300,000 views. Where he spoke about Dubai as an app for everything, Noon, Talabat, so and so. I took that same video and I tried it with another client who is an app. They're an app that picks up vehicles, drops them to other locations, like a recovery truck. Got 400,000 views. Tried it with Tofiq Raidi, co-founder of Brands for Less. Plugged in Brands for Less app, got 300,000 views. Tried it with Realtor on a Harley, got 700,000 views. And this is on one platform. On Instagram, it also gets that much reach. And now you know that if you say Dubai has an app for everything, it'll most likely perform. It's just whether your page will react to it or not, whether the audience that you have will react to it.
Yeah. Interesting. No, I think that is super, super interesting. So, and you do not have your own podcast yet.
In fact, as we're speaking, I have officially recorded 3 full podcasts. I am developing, finally, in 2024, my own podcast. It's going to be unique. It's going to be different. My whole fear always has been of doing something that everyone else is doing. And so that's why I did parodies in the beginning. But now this year I am focusing, because what I got as feedback over the last 6 months is that you do so much in the educational side and nobody knows about it. There's so much knowledge to put out there. So I'm bringing people who are not influencers, who are not, I would say, already on social media, but they are experts of their own field, like my barber.
Yeah.
This guy's been cutting hair for 10 years.
Yeah.
I want to know how he made the straight lines, right? So that's the kind of things that I'm bringing up, and it's going to be out on my YouTube very soon.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No, I think that is very, very cool, but I think we do need to continue the conversation about, you know, how to go viral, whether to go viral, or it's more about staying authentic and, you know, get things like what you
Break it in 3 steps. Step number 1, make sure it's frictionless and you like doing it. All right? If you don't like doing it, you will burn out. Doesn't matter if you go viral. Step number 2, analyze, research. Analyze your own content, research other people's content in your industry, and experiment. Step number 3, go viral, which is, if you do the first 2 steps, you will potentially, with a 99% success rate, because nothing's guaranteed, you could die tomorrow. But like, you will potentially always go viral, because if you have good energy, which is from step number 1, which is like you like doing it, step number 2 will just feed into step number 1, and that's what people like consuming.
good stuff. Yeah. Thank you so much, Farhad. It was lovely, lovely catching you, literally catching Farhad when he was passing by.
No problem.
Whenever I was trying to reach out to him as a speaker at a STEP conference, he never replied.
I'm sorry.
I sent him an email, a message on LinkedIn or Instagram, he never replied. You know why? Because he was doing viral videos for his clients.
I have a very hectic schedule. You should see my vlogs. I wake up, I film, I edit, and now I'm editing the vlogs as well. And I fall asleep. So
that's how
pretty much it is.
Thank you so much.